I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 12:07, and I have to tell you, I had not planned to come to the WCCO radio studio. I was going to do this thing from the basement in Cottage Grove at the house in my pajamas, nestled up to a good, hot, nice glass of hot tea with a little cut in there. Thank you to my friends, Great Doug Vodka. How y'all doing? And then I heard the news. Jonathan Lowe was going to be in the studio. So I bathed and I brushed my teeth. Jonathan, this does not happen every day. Sometimes I bathe and then other days I get a chance to brush my teeth. I got 4 kids, Jonathan. So it doesn't always happen like this, but I was intentional. I woke up early. I had a little extra pep in my step. And even the kids were like, "Mom, what's going on? Is something going on? Is why you just seem a little extra happy?" And I knew you were going to be here.
I am honored that you showered for me. Thank you. The hygiene world thanks you as well.
Right. You know, sometimes I got the little spray in the car. Sometimes I just put the spray on because, you know, as a mom, as a working mom, you know, I don't always get to, you know, get to the soap and the water. Sometimes it's either the toothbrush or the soap, not always together. So, I was very intentional about getting up and getting over here so that I could spend some time with my friend. You are stuck with me for the next 3 hours.
Okay.
And so are you. Thank y'all so much for joining us for the Shaletta Show. We will be here until 3 o'clock. We have an amazing lineup of guests. I don't know if you saw it, but Marcus Lemonis again blessed a small business owner here in the Twin Cities. I saw the story about how he made a $40,000 donation to Muddy Paws Cheesecake and basically saved this woman's business. Who is that woman? We're going to be talking to her later in the show. And activities and events all across the Twin Cities in just over a week are going to be celebrating the life of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. There's things at the Minneapolis Convention Center. The state of Minnesota is putting on several events, and I'm looking forward to one of them in particular because entrepreneur Houston White is one of the special guests and featured speakers. And if you haven't met Houston White, this is going to be an amazing event and an amazing time to hear from an amazing man. My children look forward to going to Target and buying his clothing. They're very prideful when they wear it to school. And and they are real intentional about letting their friends know about Houston White's Target collection, letting them know that they've actually met the man. They went to his golf tournament. They did a little kid putt-putt golf over there. And they are just so elated that they have a connection to this man and to see all the things that he is doing and to be able to go into Target and see his face on the end cap and be able to say, you know what, I know this man. And that's really what Dr. King's dream was all about. It was about equality. It was about opportunity. It was about access. In addition to freedom and civil rights and being able to sit where you want at the lunch counter, you can't put your clothing in Target if you can't sit at the lunch counter. This was the end result of his dream being realized. You know, I heard some people say, well, why is Houston White the featured speaker at the MLK event? Isn't he like a barber and he's got clothes in Target and he's got the Get Down coffee shop over in North Minneapolis? I don't understand. He's not a civil rights leader. He's the realization of the dream. If Dr. King doesn't march, Houston White doesn't put his clothes in Target. If Dr. King doesn't march, Houston White doesn't open a coffee shop. So he is, for me, the perfect fit for an MLK speaker. It doesn't always have to be someone from the past, a former civil rights leader or the sibling or the spouse or the child of a great civil rights icon like a John Lewis or a Dr. King. Those people are great. I heard Bernice King just last year here in the Twin Cities when she was here with her children's book. Got it signed, got to meet her, took pictures with her. It was inspiring and it was great. But one thing that Dr. King did was he looked ahead. His whole I Have a Dream speech is about what he wanted to happen, what he wanted to see. My children will be able to do these things. And for a lot of people, myself included, Jonathan, Houston White, so many other, these things are happening. I'll be going to Louisiana next Saturday. I won't be here doing the show. I'll be down in Lake Charles, Louisiana. I'm the featured MLK speaker for their 40th annual breakfast. I didn't march in Washington. I did not cross the bridge in Selma. I did not sit at a lunch counter. I have almost been, but not been arrested for civil rights. I was born in an age where once I turned 18, I could vote without threat or intimidation. I could go to school with children whose skin color was different than mine without police escort. So why am I a featured speaker? Why is Houston? Because we are the realization of the dream. If Dr. King had marched, we wouldn't be here. The things that he talked about, the things that he fought for. We're living that. And so for me to stand in a room with people who have been jailed for civil rights, with people who remember what it was like not to vote, with people who've been threatened because they dared to live in a certain neighborhood or demand to be treated equally, and I be picked to be the featured speaker, and that event is sold out, 400 tickets, because the people are coming to hear me. They sit there with pride. Some of them people never have met me before. First time they're hearing about me is me coming down there to speak. Why the pride? Because they can see in me everything they fought for. They can see in me all the sacrifices they made. I'm the realization of the dream that Dr. King died for. And so as you and your family are trying to figure out what you're going to do on January 15th, right? Because most of us have the day off. If you're trying to do business, it's going to be difficult for you because banks and post offices are closed. Schools are out. So the kids are at home. Most businesses are shuttered. I'm going to be talking to some of the organizers of local Martin Luther King Jr. events, so that you and your family can get out there, so that you and your family can know what things you can be doing to honor Dr. King's legacy and to educate the next generation. I have to be honest with y'all. I was absolutely embarrassed over Christmas break. So me and my kids were at my mom's house, and one of my best friends for 30 years came by. And it was her and her husband, LaTanya and Dr. Kenneth Land. He is an elementary school principal. She is a school psychologist, and they have two daughters. One just graduated from college, and the other is a college freshman. And my babies were there. And so they were talking to my kids, and they said, well, what are you guys going to do for MLK? And my daughter looked at them, and she said, what is MLK? And they said, Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday. And she looked at me, and she said, I have no idea. And so it just really made me think about how I needed to be intentional. Just like we plan for Christmas, just like we plan for Thanksgiving, just like we plan for 4th of July. What are we doing for Dr. King's birthday? How are we going to honor one of the greatest Americans in the history of this country? My kids had no idea, and we were too close to his birthday. There are too many activities going on in the Twin Cities for me and my children to not have a plan about what we're going to do. So I want you to stick around. I want you to be intentional, and I want you to know that I have some Dr. King activities, some family friendly, some for just adults, that I want you to consider participating in. We'll be back.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, my goodness. It is 12:19, and I don't know if you all have seen the story. In the Star Tribune, it's on the top of the homepage on the website. Soderbergh's is closing. Lake Street Flower Shop, a Minnesota institution, just 6 months away from being in business 100 years. Last week, on the show, Christy Peel, a girlfriend of mine who owns Media Minefield, we used to work at KSTP together. She got in a major car crash, sprained her wrist. I was just so torn up about it. She called me just like right before we were supposed to go on and said, I have been in an accident. I'm not going to be there. And I thought, oh, my God, I got to call Soderbergh's and send my friend some flowers, because that's what I do. I love sending flowers. I've got a house account at Soderbergh's. I've been a faithful customer for about 3 years now with my business. And, you know I live all the way in Cottage Grove, and I got to pass out about 11 flower shops to get to Soderbergh's. But I've always seen people get flowers from them, and they are always so beautiful. So I said, you know what? When I start my company, when I start my business, and I want to say thank you to sponsors or vendors or reach out to someone. I want to open a house account at Soderbergh's and send flowers. Flowers are always a great pick me up. I don't know about y'all, but when I get some flowers, it just makes my day. And I never just send it to the house. I like to send it to people's jobs and make a big deal about it, make a big splash so that everybody sees it, right? And so I called Soderbergh's and said, hey, I need to send some flowers to my girlfriend, Christy Peel. She's been in an accident. I want to let her know I love her and I'm thinking about her and get well soon. They closed. Shut down. And I was like, well, wait a minute. Hold on. What happened? And they said they came in and shut it down. It was very immediate. And the workers were completely surprised by it. And so were the customers as well as their neighbors. During the riots, they did a lot of cleaning up. They were helpful to the people on Lake Street and the folks around them. I've worked with the management there and the staff. When I held Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Capitol last year, they came through and, decorated the luncheon that we hosted and didn't charge me a dime. And, it was just so heartbreaking to have an institution like that almost celebrate 100 years in business. I mean, right there at the finish line. And to see them shutter their doors so suddenly, unceremoniously, it was a sad moment for me. And I don't get sad. Y'all know I'm not a Debbie Downer. But that one really touched my heart. And so just in reaching out to the staff there to try to figure out what their next steps are, if they were thinking about, opening it up as a co-op, if they were going to come together and buy it back from the family members and the owners of the flower shop. And, a lot of them were just looking for work. And these are really good, hardworking folks. And so I was like, look, come over here to ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. I need some good hard workers over here. And so it was just so good to engage with them, get those resumes, start the interviewing process. No man or woman left behind. Anytime we get an opportunity, we should take that opportunity to be a blessing to someone else. So I'm very hopeful. Very hopeful that I get a chance to at least hire one or two of the folks from Soderbergh's, because they were such hard working folks. They were so kind. They were always just really nice to me when I was there, and just always went, above and beyond to help customers. And at first I thought it was just me. I was like, they are so nice to me. They really, really love me. But then I started talking to other customers and realized, they love everybody like that. And so they will truly, truly be missed in not only the Lake Street community, but throughout the Twin Cities and greater Minnesota. I just there are other flower shops out there, but, they always made me feel like home. So if you get a chance, there's a couple of stories out there about it. Take a look. The one in the Star Tribune, Dee DePass did it. It's a great feature piece, and it just really pays tribute to this historic and iconic Minnesota institution. It is just, it's a little heartbreaking to see that. Now, what I don't see outside right now is a lot of snow. And Jonathan, they are canceling stuff left and right. The dog races, the what do you call that? The dog races that they have with in the snow.
Give me a second. I think it's the
Bear Grease. Is that it?
Bear Grease.
Bear Grease.
Yes.
Okay, so no Bear Grease. They said just no. You can't have a mush if you don't have any slush. 300-mile event. They're gonna have to find a different location or do something different. But this has been going on in our community for a long time. It starts in Duluth, winds up in the North Shore, just short of the Canadian border in Grand Portage, Minnesota. And Jonathan, people come from all across the country for this. So it's not just that these snow events are being canceled, but think about the economic impact that it's going to have on Grand Portage. You know, they were waiting for folks to come up. Folks are booking hotels. Folks are bringing family. Restaurants are getting ready. They're getting more staff. Duluth, where it starts. You've seen the video, even if you haven't gone. You've seen the pictures in the papers where all these people are standing there just waiting to go. Families plan their vacation around this. And now nothing.
Welcome to an El Nino winter. This was projected to happen. It was projected to be a warmer winter. It was projected to be a drier winter. And so when you have El Nino patterns in the Pacific, this can happen. Now, sometimes it follows through. Sometimes it doesn't. And you still have more typical, quote unquote, winter conditions. But this seemed to take hold as El Nino was in effect. And because of that, we were expected to have a warmer and drier winter season. And so, unfortunately, in an area that depends on the snow, the ice, the bitter cold, to have these events like the Bear Grease, the Lake Minnetonka Klondike Dog Derby, that's been canceled. That's still about a month away, but that's already been canceled. The Plymouth Fire and Ice Winter Festival for next month, that's already been canceled. So you've got events that are teetering on the edge and got the possibility of them being canceled.
Yeah, and you know, we went over to, the Magic of Lights at the Winter Solstice in Eden Prairie. And, you know, there's a warming house, but you don't need to warm up from nothing because it's not that cold outside. They're supposed to have hockey and all kinds of other fun stuff out there, and they can't do it because it's not warm enough to have the rink ice. It's not cold enough to have the rink ice over. And, you know, my kids are at the Science Museum today. But where we were supposed to be was over there at the ice sculptures. That's where we were last year this time. They were like, Mom, let's go. Let's have fun. We're going to the ice sculpture. That's what they woke up and said this morning. I said, baby, that's not going to happen. No ice sculptures. It's too hot outside. So the Science Museum of Minnesota is having a special exhibit for families who have kids who are looking for something fun to do today. I say you get over there. That's where my kids are. That's where Sean is. And they're calling it Celebration Days. And when I saw the news release and I went online and got more information about it, I was like, I got to get Carolyn Robinson on the phone. And so she's joining us courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Carolyn, girl, if you got four little kids running around there having a good time, with a shirt on that says, I have autism. Those are my babies, girl. Those are my babies. So make sure they behaving themselves.
I will be on the lookout for sure.
Now, you got to tell everybody about Celebration Days, because when I found out about it, I immediately sent you guys a note and said, the Brundage babies are on the way. I had Sean go online and buy the tickets. They got their first thing this morning at 10 o'clock so they could enjoy the exhibit. But it's more than just about science, right?
Yeah, we have throughout the whole month, every Saturday of January, we're having these celebration days with different programming. And it's really, the goal is so that people feel welcome at the museum. You know, sometimes it can feel intimidating. I was actually just saying to someone this morning, talking about the parking here, of you're going into a museum and you feel like, okay, I have to be a certain way, but that's not really true. Like, science is for everyone, and we want everyone to feel welcome in science. So we just have a lot of exciting activities on Saturdays throughout the rest of the month with different performances. Today, we've got a drumline happening in a little bit now. And then just people from different organizations to show that a scientist doesn't look like one certain thing. You know, it doesn't look like Bill Nye necessarily. Like, science can be for anyone.
And that is so important as people try to engage kids in communities of color about STEM and science and math. You know, they need to see people who look like them doing the thing. You can't be something if you can't see something. And this is giving all kids, including mine, an opportunity to see what they can be, right?
Exactly. And, you know, sometimes it's just you haven't thought of it, or you thought, oh, maybe that's not for me. But then when you see someone else doing it, it starts a spark, and it's like, oh, maybe I can explore this. And, you know, that is what we're trying to do today, is inspire everyone to try something new, maybe think about something in a different way.
And I want to make sure people know that this is going on now, today, until 3 o'clock. So it's not too late to get down there. Folks from the African American community in the STEM field, they'll be presenting activities and provide information on behalf of their workplaces. We're talking about 3M, Boston Scientific, MnDOT, the Student National Association. They're going to have all kinds of specimens and demonstrations and organ systems. My kids are going to love that stuff. And it's really about making it fun. And I love the fact that the Drumline and the Asian Median Access are going to be doing performances today, because, you know, it's fun to have that stuff. But, you know, those kids, they like that action. And man, that TKO Drumline, they are amazing.
Yeah. And, you know, there's the STEAM in STEM, the science, technology, engineering, art, and math. There's a little bit of science in everything. You know, there's physics when you hit a drum with a drumstick. And that's going to be really fun for people to kind of engage all parts of their brain.
And so next week, it's Native American and Latin Americans in STEM is the week after that. And Asian American and Pacific Islanders is coming up on January 27th. And I just have to tell y'all, we are so excited about this. People in my community and the BIPOC community are so happy to have this. What is the importance of this for you when you all were putting this programming together? I know why it's important to me, because I know representation matters. But you know, what made you all sit down and say, you know, we really need to do this?
I think that, you know, when you look at it's an access situation where we want people to feel welcome, and we want people to see themselves in science. And like you were saying, that representation is so important, and it helps everybody. You know, when more people are included, that benefits everyone. And we get, we talk about diversity, but that also means a diversity of perspectives. And, you know, when more people bring their ideas to the table, we all benefit from it. And this is just a really fun way to do things hands-on too. Like, there are different ways of learning. Maybe you don't necessarily take something away reading in a textbook. I know for me, I'm more a hands-on learner. And so, you know, I'm someone who's going to be going and building a toothpick and marshmallow bridge with MnDOT at their table and learning about science that way. And it's really about helping people experience science.
I love it. Girl, I'm telling you, I already know my daughter Cameron is probably eating more marshmallows than she's building with. So if y'all got more toothpicks than marshmallows, it's probably...
It is probably
on me. But I want to make sure that folks know how they can get tickets and give us all those good details.
For sure. So you'll go to smm.org. That's our website. And you can get tickets there. You can learn more about what's going on all the different days. So you can come in and be prepared and know what's going on and what experiments and what exhibits are going on, and kind of learn your way around the museum. And like you were saying, the event today is 11 to 3, so there's still time to stop by. And then the rest of the month, you'll find us in the same place down here every Saturday. Come on through.
Well, I sure do appreciate that. And I want to make sure, one of the things that I appreciate is that free rides with Metro Transit are available. Whether you want to park or not, whether you don't have a car, you can get a free ride on Metro Transit to the Science Museum of Minnesota at 120 West Kellogg Boulevard in St. Paul. You know, sometimes, you know, we take it for granted, but sometimes the cost of getting there is preventative.
Absolutely.
Gas money is a barrier. Parking fees are a barrier. And I just appreciate the fact that you've erased these barriers with that opportunity. Now, give me the website for folks who are wondering all about celebration days, want to make sure they know when their specific communities are going to be highlighted. Where can they go? Give us that website.
It's smm.org. It's going to be right on your right on our homepage. You'll be able to click through. And also, if you are looking for different access tickets, we have discounts for veterans and things like that. You can go to smm.org/access, and there you'll find a couple different types of ticket types. And we really just want there to not be a barrier and for people to feel welcome and to come in and celebrate with us.
Well, I thank you so much for this amazing event. I can't wait to see the pictures with my kids. I'll share them with you. Carolyn Robinson from the Science Museum of Minnesota on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. We'll be right back. It was last Saturday. I was in my family's Camping World RV, and I was hosting the Shaletta Show live from Houston, where I was down there for Christmas visiting my family. And I said, let me check the Pioneer Press because I'm reading the Houston newspaper. Let me figure out what's going on in my hometown where I live and love. And I saw a story about a fellow business owner, a woman who was sadly having to close her business, but she had started a GoFundMe for people to support her because she wanted to open her business back up real soon. Now, listen, we started the show talking about Soderbergh's and a business that closed down. And so it really touched my heart because as a woman in business, I'm feeding my family and paying my mortgage and helping people based on what I make in my business. And so if something happens and that dries up, I would really have to lean on my faith and count on the Lord to take care of me. Because that's really how I'm taking care of my family right now with this business. And so it touched my heart. But I was just like, wow, she is so brave. She's doing a GoFundMe. I don't know if I would have done that. I was like, you know what? I'm going to reach out to her later. And then I went on with my show, went on with my life, hang out with the family. I get in the RV headed home. I look up Tammy and Muddy Paul's Cheesecake. Marcus Lemonis then came through and blessed this woman. And I know all about the Marcus Lemonis effect. I am a direct recipient of this man's kindness. 3 years ago, he gifted our family a Camping World RV Class A and made us the celebrity endorsers of his company. So I said, I got to get Tammy on my show because she and I are like sisters now. Because Marcus Lemonis is like a nice rich uncle for both of us. Hey, girl, we cousins now. We're cousins. We're Marcus Lemonis cousins now. He's like our uncle.
That's right. That's right. Welcome to the family. I'm glad to be part of your family. Thank you
welcome,
so much.
Okay, girl, take me back to as a business owner. I get it. I understand it. We wake up every day hoping that, you know, we make enough. That we get enough, that new customer comes in, that new opportunity happens, but you wake up and realize I might have to close my business today. Take me back to that.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's our 30th year, and we've always kind of run a bakery on a very small margin, just as good bakeries do. And what's really kept me fueled for 30 years is the customers and all their joy and their stories and being part of something, giving back. That's just a full circle feeling that money was never the focus of it. It was, you know, just staying open and giving joy. And meanwhile, I was a single mom of raising four kids, and I, they're, you know, my focus. And little by little, starting in 2018, like things were happening that were out of my control, like a burglary, and we had to rebuild. Like I can go on and on with all these stories, but a lot of things were happening that were out of my control. And I just kept trying to hang in there and hang in there. And then the pandemic happened, and then the ingredient crisis, and some bigger donations we gave, some different things. And it just finally led to a point where I was like, I can't do this alone anymore. I either have to close or get help, you know, from everyone else. If they want to keep us here, they can help. And if they don't, then I know everyone has different needs and different things they need to provide for. And I didn't want to put pressure on anybody. I thought, well, I'll just see what happens and put it out there.
You put it out there. and something amazing happened. We're going to leave everybody on the cliffhanger. We're going to take a quick commercial break.
Yep.
But something special did happen for Tammy. She had no idea. Heaven opened up and a blessing came out on Muddy Paul's Cheesecake. How did it come about? What is that something special? We'll tell you next. It is 12:51. I am your superwoman. It's Shaletta Brundage. It's the Shaletta Show, hanging out with Jonathan Lowe. And you know what? I tell you what, this woman is a superwoman. And I see so many parallels in my story with hers. You know, single moms, four kids, business owners, back against the wall. And you're thinking, you know what? It's about to be belly up. It's about to be a bus. It's about to be a wash. It's about to get shut down. And then you pray and get unexpected provision from a place and a source that you didn't know anything about. I am talking to Tammy. And if you have not seen her story this week, you have been under a rock or outside the state of Minnesota. Because I tell you, this woman has been on Fox, Care 11, WCCO Radio, WCCO TV, the Star Tribune, the Pioneer Press, anywhere and everywhere, because just as she closed Muddy Paw Cheesecakes, her business, and asked her fans and customers to support her on a GoFundMe, she got some help from an unlikely source. Now, girl, you go ahead and pick up this story. Tell me exactly what happened.
Well, thank you. And I so feel close to you for our identified stories and holding faith in people that care about us and believing in that and just trusting in that and things happening. And it's just amazing, that power. So I was sitting there on the last day, ironically, of the bakery being open. The bakery's filled with customers crying and, you know, hoping that we can find a way to get open again, and a lot telling their stories and wedding couples. And it was a lot. And then one of my friends texted me, and I happened to pick up my cell phone in the craziness and said, "You have to go on Twitter." I said, "I don't have time to go on Twitter right now, but I'll go later." She said, "No, you have to go on right now." And I said, "Okay." And I went on, and I was just amazed. I saw Marcus Lemonis' tweets to me about giving us an offer of a $40,000 order in giving away over 500 cakes for that order to different social media followers. I was like, at first I didn't believe it. I was like, what? And I was just amazed. And then went on to further provide a tweet saying they'd give us a website, for a Shopify website, and ongoing help. And it was, I was blown away. I didn't even know what to do with that. I was so amazed. I was just like, wow.
Okay. You got to tell me what your first reaction was when you saw it. And you saw it was real. Were there tears? Was it a nervous giggle? Was it your stomach start cramping up? Girl, you got to tell me, like, I want to, because I wasn't in the room, so I got to know.
I had to shut my office door because it was so crazy in there. And I'm like, I need a moment. Like, I had to sit down with this phone and take this all in. And I just started crying. I was just crying happy tears and relief tears. And you know, when you push yourself so hard and you just believe so much and you work so hard and you've got kids to raise and then somebody comes along and just picks you up and is an angel, and you just release that. And that's what I did. I just cried. I was just so amazed. I just couldn't believe it. And then my next feeling was, okay, Tammy, you gotta stand up. You gotta, like,
right, because we got work to do now. You got $40,000 worth of cakes and pies to give away, girl.
Right? Yeah, I got work to do, and you gotta, you know, I just, like, I was kind of being down on myself. I'm like, you gotta stop being down on yourself. You gotta just stand up and rise, and you gotta just do what he's asking and suggesting, and learn from this, make changes, be strong, and prove to people that you are Tammy with Muddy Paw's Cheesecake.
And, you know, I just appreciate the fact that you asked. Can we back that train up? Because so oftentimes, especially women in business, there is a fear and a shame involved. Like, I put myself out there. I started this business. Everybody told me not to do it. You got four kids. Go get you a job so you can have you some insurance. And don't be worried about this baking stuff. Don't be worried about this podcast and stuff. Get you a regular job that's secure so you don't have to worry about this. You're working too hard. And then, you know, when things get tough, we say, you know what? I'm just not going to tell anybody. I'm just going to shut down. And if I can open back up again, that'll be good. But I'm just going to shut down. I'm going to be quiet. And I'm going to do what they said. I'm going to go get a job. But you did not do that. You know, I just know that God orders our steps. What made you? Because I just know that it was ordained for you to do that. So this man could see it so that he could bless you. But what made you say, you know what? I have not because I asked not. I'm gonna put the fear and the shame aside and say, you know what? I got to close my. It was last Saturday. I was in my family's Camping World RV, and I was hosting the Shaletta Show live from Houston, where I was down there for Christmas visiting my family. And I said, let me check the Pioneer Press because I'm reading the Houston newspaper. Let me figure out what's going on in my hometown where I live and love. And I saw a story about a fellow business owner, a woman who was sadly having to close her business, but she had started a GoFundMe for people to support her because she wanted to open her business back up real soon. Now, listen, we started the show talking about Soderbergh's and a business that closed down. And so it really touched my heart because as a woman in business, I'm feeding my family and paying my mortgage and helping people based on what I make in my business. And so if something happens and that dries up, I would really have to lean on my faith and count on the Lord to take care of me. Because that's really how I'm taking care of my family right now with this business. And so it touched my heart. But I was just like, wow, she is so brave. She's doing a GoFundMe. I don't know if I would have done that. I was like, you know what? I'm going to reach out to her later. And then I went on with my show, went on with my life, hang out with the family. I get in the RV headed home. I look up Tammy and Muddy Paul's Cheesecake. Marcus Lemonis then came through and blessed this woman. And I know all about the Marcus Lemonis effect. I am a direct recipient of this man's kindness. 3 years ago, he gifted our family a Camping World RV Class A and made us the celebrity endorsers of his company. So I said, I got to get Tammy on my show because she and I are like sisters now, because Marcus Lemonis is like a nice rich uncle for both of us. Hey, girl, we cousins now. We're cousins. We're Marcus Lemonis cousins now. He's like our uncle.
That's right. That's right. Welcome to the family. I'm glad to be part of your family. Thank you so much.
Well, okay, girl, take me back to as a business owner. I get it. I understand it. We wake up every day hoping that, you know, we make enough. That we get enough, that new customer comes in, that new opportunity happens. But you wake up and realize I might have to close my business today. Take me back to that.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's our 30th year, and we've always kind of run a bakery on a very small margin, just as good bakeries do. And what's really kept me fueled for 30 years is the customers and all their joy and their stories and being part of something, giving back. That's just a full circle feeling that money was never the focus of it. It was, you know, just in, if just staying open and giving joy. And meanwhile, I was a single mom of raising four kids, and I, they're, you know, my focus. And little by little, starting in 2018, like things were happening that were out of my control, like a burglary, and we had to rebuild. Like I can go on and on with all these stories, but a lot of things were happening that were out of my control. And I just kept trying to hang in there and hang in there. And then the pandemic happened, and then the ingredient crisis, and some bigger donations we gave, some different things. And it just finally led to a point where I was like, I can't do this alone anymore. I either have to close or get help, you know, from everyone else. If they want to keep us here, they can help. And if they don't, then I know everyone has different needs and different things they need to provide for. And I didn't want to put pressure on anybody. I thought, well, I'll just see what happens and put it out there.
You put it out there and something amazing happened. We're going to leave everybody on the cliffhanger. We're going to take a quick commercial break.
Yep.
But something special did happen for Tammy. She had no idea. Heaven opened up and a blessing came out on Muddy Paul's Cheesecake. How did it come about? What is that something special? We'll tell you next. It is 12:51. I am your superwoman. It's Shaletta Brundage. It's the Shaletta Show, hanging out with Jonathan Lowe. And you know what? I tell you what, this woman is a superwoman, and I see so many parallels in my story with hers. You know, single moms, four kids, business owners, back against the wall, and you're thinking, you know what? It's about to be belly up. It's about to be a bust. It's about to be a wash. It's about to get shut down. And then you pray and get unexpected provision from a place and a source that you didn't know anything about. I am talking to Tammy, and if you have not seen her story this week, you have been under a rock or outside the state of Minnesota, because I tell you, this woman has been on Fox, Care 11, WCCO Radio, WCCO TV, the Star Tribune, the Pioneer Press, anywhere and everywhere, because just as she closed Muddy Paw Cheesecakes, her business, and asked her fans and customers to support her on a GoFundMe, she got some help from an unlikely source. Now, girl, you go ahead and pick up this story. Tell me exactly what happened.
Well, thank you. And I so feel close to you for our identified stories and holding faith in people that care about us and believing in that and just trusting in that and things happening. And it's just amazing, that power. So I was sitting there on the last day, ironically, of the bakery being open. The bakery's filled with customers crying and, you know, hoping that we can find a way to get open again, and a lot telling their stories and wedding couples. And it was a lot. And then one of my friends texted me, and I happened to pick up my cell phone in the craziness and said, "You have to go on Twitter." I said, "I don't have time to go on Twitter right now, but I'll go later." She said, "No, you have to go on right now." And I said, "Okay." And I went on, and I was just amazed. I saw Marcus Lemonis' tweets to me about giving us an offer of a $40,000 order and must giving away over 500 cakes for that order to different social media followers. I was like, at first I didn't believe it. I was like, what? And I was just amazed. And then went on to further provide a tweet saying they'd give us a website, for a Shopify website, and ongoing help. And it was, I was blown away. I didn't even know what to do with that. I was so amazed. I was just like, wow.
Okay. You got to tell me what your first reaction was when you saw it. And you saw it was real. Were there tears? Was it a nervous giggle? Was it your stomach start cramping up? Girl, you got to tell me, like, I want to, because I wasn't in the room, so I got to know.
I had to shut my office door because it was so crazy in there. And I'm like, I need a moment. Like, I had to sit down with this phone and take this all in. And I just started crying. I was just crying happy tears and relief tears. And, you know, when you push yourself so hard and you just believe so much and you work so hard and you've got kids to raise, and then somebody comes along and just picks you up and is an angel, and you just release that. And that's what I did. I just cried. I was just so amazed. I just couldn't believe it. And then my next feeling was, okay, Tammy, you gotta stand up. You gotta, like,
right, because we got work to do now. You got $40,000 worth of cakes and pies to give away, girl.
Right? Yeah, I got work to do, and you gotta, you know, I just, like, I was kind of being down on myself. I'm like, you gotta stop being down on yourself. You gotta just stand up and rise, and you gotta just do what he's asking and suggesting, and learn from this, make changes, be strong, and prove to people that you are Tammy with Muddy Paw's Cheesecake.
And, you know, I just appreciate the fact that you asked. Can we back that train up? Because so oftentimes, especially women in business, there is a fear and a shame involved. Like, I put myself out there. I started this business. Everybody told me not to do it. You got four kids. Go get you a job so you can have you some insurance. And don't be worried about this baking stuff. Don't be worried about this podcast and stuff. Get you a regular job that's secure so you don't have to worry about this. You're working too hard. And then, you know, when things get tough, we say, you know what? I'm just not going to tell anybody. I'm just going to shut down. And if I can open back up again, that'll be good. But I'm just going to shut down. I'm going to be quiet, and I'm going to do what they said. I'm going to go get a job. But you did not do that. You know, I just know that God orders our steps. What made you? Because I just know that it was ordained for you to do that, so this man could see it, so that he could bless you. But what made you say, you know what? I have not because I asked not. I'm going to put the fear and the shame aside and say, you know what? I got to close my business. If you want me to stay open, help me, because I need you.
Yeah, well, I'll back up by saying when I was a young girl, my dad took me overseas to do a lot of missionary work in third world countries and a lot of volunteering. And when I came back from that, when I was a young girl at 14, I said, I want to make the world a better place. When I started Muddy Paws Cheesecake, that was my intention. Like, Muddy Paws is named aptly because I gave back to rescues and have always given back to rescues, animal rescues. And I also give back to food shelters and I do lots for the community. And I just wanted to be part of that. And that's really that started. So when I was facing my own, you know, time when I was going to be needing help, I just felt I have to trust that the community, you know, will come forward and know that I have given tenfold what I'm in debt for right now, and that maybe they will, you know, they'll help and keep us going. And I just thought, I hope they love our cakes enough and know, recognize this. And I really didn't expect the outpouring that happened. Like, I just thought I'd kind of like drift off into sunset, like you said, get a job, get benefits, and, you know, just like get a way to either pay off the debt or claim bankruptcy or whatever I needed to do. And I was on Christmas Eve, and I got the first phone call from a reporter, and then from there on just kept going and going. And by the time Wednesday came and I got Marcus's tweet, I was like, wow, like, people want us, they really want us to stay, and they really are going to make this happen. I mean, I had, it was like over 70,000 tweets by that evening, and like my phone, I'm getting 200 messages an hour for the last 11 days. Like,
look at God. I mean, we go from closing to 200 messages a day to getting a shout out from Marcus Lamanas, from getting a donation from him, the $40,000 investment for you to give away cheesecakes. Girl, and we're not even going to talk about the millions of dollars in earned media that comes along with this. Now, before you go, I just want to say that when I saw your story, the Lord put it on my heart to make a $1,000 donation.
Oh my gosh.
So we get
Thank
off
you
the
so
line.
Much.
I'm
oh
going
my goodness.
Right on social media to Aww. Your GoFundMe, and I am going to donate $1,000.
Oh,
for
you,
know,
that's
you to
so
use
nice
however you want to use, because Aww. Your success is my success. And we're getting ready to Aww. Celebrate Dr. King's birthday in just over a week. And one of my favorite quotes yes. that he says is, I can't be everything that I'm called to be until you are everything that you're called to be. And if you shut down, I shut down. If you win, I win. And I want you to win, girl. I love you.
Oh, my gosh. I love you. Thank you so much. It's a beautiful. I'll put you on my wall and shout you out. Thank you so much.
Girl, I love you. And we're going to talk soon with cousins. We got the same yes. rich uncle. And y'all stick around. You never know. Marcus Lamanas might be blessing you next. It is 12:51. I am your superwoman. It's Shaletta Brundage. It's the Shaletta Show, hanging out with Jonathan Lowe. And you know what? I tell you what. This woman is a superwoman, and I see so many parallels in my story with hers. You know, single moms, four kids, business owners, back against the wall. And you're thinking, you know what? It's about to be belly up. It's about to be a bus. It's about to be a wash. It's about to get shut down. And then you pray and get unexpected provision from a place and a source that you didn't know anything about. I am talking to Tammy, and if you have not seen her story this week, you have been under a rock or outside the state of Minnesota, because I tell you, this woman has been on Fox, Care 11, WCCO Radio, WCCO TV, the Star Tribune, the Pioneer Press, anywhere and everywhere, because just as she closed Muddy Paw Cheesecakes, her business, and asked her fans and customers to support her on a GoFundMe, she got some help from an unlikely source. Now, girl, you go ahead and pick up this story. Tell me exactly what happened.
Well, thank you. And I so feel close to you for our identified stories and holding faith in people that care about us and believing in that and just trusting in that and things happening. And it's just amazing, that power. So I was sitting there on the last day, ironically, of the bakery being open. The bakery's filled with customers crying and, you know, hoping that we can find a way to get open again, and a lot telling their stories and wedding couples. And it was a lot. And then one of my friends texted me, and I happened to pick up my cell phone in the craziness and said, you have to go on Twitter. I said, I don't have time to go on Twitter right now, but I'll go later. She said, no, you have to go on right now. And I said, okay. And I went on and I was just amazed. I saw Marcus Lemonis' tweets to me about giving us an offer of a $40,000 order in Musk giving away over 500 cakes for that order to different social media followers. I was like, at first I didn't believe it. I was like, what? And I was just amazed. And then went on to further provide a tweet saying they'd give us a website for a Shopify website and ongoing help. And it was, I was blown away. I didn't even know what to do with that. I was so amazed. I was just like, wow.
Okay. You got to tell me what your first reaction was when you saw it. And you saw it was real. Were there tears? Was it a nervous giggle? Was it your stomach start cramping up? Girl, you got to tell me, like, I want to, because I wasn't in the room, so I got to know.
I had to shut my office door because it was so crazy in there. And I'm like, I need a moment. Like, I had to sit down with this phone and take this all in. And I just started crying. I was just crying happy tears and relief tears. And, you know, when you push yourself so hard and you just believe so much and you work so hard and you've got kids to raise and then somebody comes along and just picks you up and is an angel and you just release that. And that's what I did. I just cried. I was just so amazed. I just couldn't believe it. And then my next feeling was, okay, Tamma, you gotta stand up. You gotta, like,
right, because we got work to do now. You got $40,000 worth of cakes and pies to give away, girl.
Right? Yeah, I got work to do, and you gotta, you know, I just, like, I was kind of being down on myself. I'm like, you gotta stop being down on yourself. You gotta just stand up and rise, and you gotta just do what he's asking and suggesting, and learn from this, make changes, be strong, and prove to people that you are Tamma with Muddy Paws Cheesecake.
And, you know, I just appreciate the fact that you asked. Can we back that train up? Because so oftentimes, especially women in business, there is a fear and a shame involved. Like, I put myself out there. I started this business. Everybody told me not to do it. You got four kids. Go get you a job so you can have you some insurance. And don't be worried about this baking stuff. Don't be worried about this podcast and stuff. Get you a regular job that's secure so you don't have to worry about this. You're working too hard. And then, you know, when things get tough, we say, you know what? I'm just not going to tell anybody. I'm just going to shut down. And if I can open back up again, that'll be good. But I'm just going to shut down. I'm going to be quiet and I'm going to do what they said. I'm going to go get a job. But you did not do that. You know, I just know that God orders our steps. What made you? Because I just know that it was ordained for you to do that. So this man could see it so that he could bless you. But what made you say, you know what? I have not because I asked not. I'm going to put the fear and the shame aside and say, you know what? I got to close my business. If you want me to stay open, help me because I need you.
Yeah, well, I'll back up by saying when I was a young girl, my dad took me overseas to do a lot of missionary work in third world countries and a lot of volunteering. And when I came back from that, when I was a young girl at 14, I said, I want to make the world a better place. When I started Muddy Paws Cheesecake, that was my intention. Like, Muddy Paws is named aptly because I gave back to rescues and have always given back to rescues, animal rescues. And I also give back to food shelters and I do lots for the community. And I just wanted to be part of that. And that's really that started. So when I was facing my own, you know, time when I was going to be needing help, I just felt I have to trust that the community, you know, will come forward and know that I have given tenfold what I'm in debt for right now, and that maybe they will, you know, they'll help and keep us going. And I just thought, I hope they love our cakes enough and recognize this. And I really didn't expect the outpouring that happened. Like, I just thought I'd kind of like drift off into sunset, like you said, get a job, get benefits, and, you know, just like get a way to either pay off the debt or claim bankruptcy or whatever I needed to do. And I was on Christmas Eve and I got the first phone call from a reporter. And then from there on, just kept going and going. And by the time Wednesday came and I got Marcus's tweet, I was like, wow, like people want us, they really want us to stay and they really are going to make this happen. I mean, I had was like over 70,000 tweets by that evening. And like my phone, I'm getting 200 messages an hour for the last 11 days.
Look at God. I mean, we go from closing to 200 messages a day to getting a shout out from Marcus Lemanis, from getting a donation from him, the $40,000 investment for you to give away cheesecakes. Girl, and we're not even going to talk about the millions of dollars in earned media that comes along with this. Now, before you go, I just want to say that when I saw your story, the Lord put it on my heart to make a $1,000 donation.
Oh, my gosh.
So we get
Thank you so much.
I'm going right on social media to your GoFundMe, and I am going to donate $1,000.
For you to use however you want to use because
your success is my success. And we're getting ready to celebrate Dr. King's birthday in just over a week. And one of my favorite quotes that he says is, "I can't be everything that I'm called to be until you are everything that you're called to be." And if you shut down, I shut down. If you win, I win. And I want you to win, girl. I love you.
Oh, my gosh. I love you. Thank you so much. That's a beautiful. I'll put you on my wall and shout you out. Thank you so much.
Girl, I love you. And we're going to talk soon. We're cousins. We got the same rich uncle. And y'all stick around. You never know. Marcus Lemanis might be blessing you next.